BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
What do you mean, elusive?
Oh, I don't know. He's just got a general air of mystery about him lately.
Really? Mick?
I know. It's out of character. That's why I noticed it. Last week, he was behaving like a kid in the run-up to Christmas. Like he was excited about something, couldn't sit still. When I asked him about it, he said it was just spring.
Spring?
As in, full of the joys of?
Oh.
I know. Didn't wash with me either. And I like a daffodil as much as the next woman. Hey, I better get that ice cream in the freezer before it melts.
Perhaps he's planning a surprise?
Maybe. Maybe he's gone off his jork, I think.
No, of course he won't have gone off you. It'll be something and nothing.
Aye, most probably. Although if it's something, it's not nothing, is it?
You know what I mean. Nothing to worry about. Oh, Joy, I'm going to have to get back to the dairy. These deliveries have taken longer than I thought.
Oh, that's my fault, keeping you gabbing.
No, it was me asking questions about mysterious Mick. But look, I tell you what, are you busy tonight?
Well, I'll have to check my diary. I've checked. I'm freezer bird.
Good. Do you fancy coming over to mine? I'll do us some food. We can catch up properly.
That sounds lovely.
Great. I should be back from 5, so whenever you're ready.
Can't wait.
Alice, what's going on?
Oh, sorry, Auntie Lillian, I didn't hear you.
Well, no wonder with that racket. What on earth are you doing?
Well, I noticed these bolts need replacing. I thought it best to get it done before the inspector comes back.
I didn't think that they were an issue.
Well, they weren't, but I don't want to give her reason to find anything else wrong.
Well, when's she coming?
This afternoon.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't know myself until this morning. I came in early to get on top of things, and she rang at 9 on the dot. They're so exact, these people.
I thought we just had to send evidence to the council that we'd addressed everything.
Well, that's the usual process, but she said she's in the area, so she might as well pop in. She seemed to think it'd be easier.
Easier for who? Okay, right. Come on, we need to get through a report, check that we've sorted everything.
We're already on it.
Well, Anna, we need to make sure all the stable hands are briefed and ready.
But I've spoken to them. Everyone's fine. Honestly, it's all in hand. Why don't you go and put the kettle on? There's some stuff in the fridge for lunch. I'll meet you in the office when I've done this.
This all looks smashing. There you go.
Oh, lovely. Thanks. It's nothing fancy. Sorry, just bread and cheese, really, with some ready-made salads from the shop. Do you mind opening those dips, Joy?
Of course. Don't apologise. I love a picky tea. These look nice. Roasted beetroot and white bean. How lovely. Oh, and these big green olives are my favourite.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, close my eyes. I could be back in Corfu, 1989. Me and me best mate, Susie Fairclough, saved up our wages and blew the lot on a week's self-catering in Sidari. I say self-catering. I don't think we used the kitchen once. Most nights we'd sit in a bar with one bowl of olives and one bowl of chips between us while we watched the world go by. Oh, that was a great holiday. Felt like we didn't have a care in the world.
Oh, you know, I haven't had a girls' holiday for years.
Haven't you?
Nope.
Oh, Helen, you're missing out, Pet.
I know. I don't really know why. I've had opportunities. I've just never got round to it.
We should go on one together. No, I mean it. You and me next summer. Zakynthos. Or Skiathos. Oh, I've always wanted to go to Skiathos. You know, they have these little boat taxis from the harbour. Take you off to different beaches. Oh. Hey, we could see if Kirsty fancies it.
I'm in. Though I might have to wait until the boys are a bit older. I can't quite face asking my mum and dad to have them for a week while I swan off to a Greek island.
Fair enough. But I'll hold you to it.
Yeah, please do. Speaking of the boys, Joy, I'm really sorry about this, but I promised Jack we'd go out the front after we'd eaten to watch him on his skateboard. Do you mind?
Of course I don't mind. I didn't know Jack did skateboard.
No, he doesn't. But but he found an old one of Henry's in the shed last weekend and he's been wobbling about on it ever since. I mean, honestly, this happens every time I try to have a clear out. They just rediscover everything and I get rid of nothing. Mm,
trick is to do it when they're out.
Yeah, I know. Trouble is, when they're out, I'm out.
Oh, it's a struggle trying to fit it all in when they're young, isn't it? Mm. I remember that feeling, and I only had the one.
If you are about to tell me to enjoy it while I can, they'll soon have flown the nest, and I might have to chuck this wine at you.
I didn't say a word. But it is true, that thing they say, the days are long, but the years are short.
Joy.
Sorry.
Have a vegetable crisp. And you can finish telling me about Mick.
Ah, well, there's not much more to tell. As I said earlier, there's just something ever so slightly off.
Hmm. Have there been any developments on the living together front?
No. I decided to wait and see how things go. Not to rush into anything.
Yeah, very sensible.
Well, aye, and now he's acting strangely. I'm glad I did.
You don't really think he's up to something, though?
No. I mean, he could be. It's possible. You only have to pick up a magazine to find a woman who discovered a seemingly lovely boyfriend was secretly doing goodness knows what.
You could just ask him what's going on.
I have. He just says nothing. He's definitely been a bit more jumpy than usual. Nothing I can put my finger on, but...
Oh.
Oh, I'll go. You see to the bread. It smells amazing. Oh. Hello.
Hi, I'm here for the viewing.
The what?
The viewing. It was 5:30, wasn't it?
Oh, I think you might have the wrong house.
Oh, hi, Dr. Malik.
Hi, Helen. What are you doing here?
I live here.
Oh, but you're not... Oh, no, it's me. I've got the wrong house. Oh. This isn't the one for rent, is it?
Sorry, no.
Ah, you want number 20 across the way? Oh. Julie and Andy's place. They're moving back to Surrey. Apparently, Andy's got a deputy headship. I was wondering who we might get moving in. So you're Helen's doctor, are you?
I am, yes. I'm so sorry to have disturbed you.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you. So that means you must be Ardil's sister.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know Ardil?
Oh, yeah, he's a lovely fella. I volunteer in the village shop, you see, so I get to know everyone. How's he getting on in Pakistan?
Oh, yeah, he's having a whale of a time. Loving life. Actually, I'd better go. Best not be late. The rental market around here is so tough, I don't want to give them any reason to take against me. Nice to meet you.
Joy. You too, Dr. Malik.
Oh, Azra, please. Bye, Helen.
Yeah.
Bye, Joy.
Bye.
Good luck with the viewing.
Oh, thank goodness that's over. I tell you, I could do with a massage. I am so tense.
Oh, I know.
She's pretty severe, isn't she?
She reminds me of a form mistress we had at school. Even when she's being complimentary, she sounds like she's telling you off. Miss Parker, I think she was. Anyway, who cares? We passed.
Not just passed, either. We didn't drop a mark this time. She found literally nothing wrong.
Despite her best efforts, did you see her pulling at the new bridal keepers and rechecking all the hats? I thought she'd never go.
I know, but it all withstood her rigorous testing.
And so did we. I must say, you played a blinder, Alice. Totally unflappable.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Oh, Auntie Lillian, I feel so much better now that we're in the clear. I didn't realise how much it had been hanging over me. Threat of losing our accreditation.
Well, we weren't ever really at risk of that.
No, maybe not. But if we had been, it would have been down to me. You were right, I took my eye off the ball.
No, you didn't.
I did. I know I did. I haven't been focused enough. And I'm sorry.
As I said last night, I know how much you've had on your plate. It is totally understandable. And you've certainly made up for it now. We have got the certificate to prove it. Now, come on, let's get closed up. Well done, Alice.
Put the skateboard away, won't you, Jack? Don't leave it by the back door for me to fall over again.
Well done, pet. You carry on like that, we'll be seeing you at the next Olympics. Hey, you could be the next Sky Brown.
Who?
You know, that young lass who won bronze for Great Britain in the skateboarding.
Yeah, rings a bell.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it. Mesmerising she was. I was glued to the telly.
Yeah, I think Jack's got a way to go before he's in her league.
Well, if he sticks at it, you never know. He's certainly very determined. Oh, bless him. He falls off and he jumps straight back on again, doesn't he?
I know, terrifyingly fearless.
Oh, look, here's your doctor back again. Oh. Wonder what she thought of the house. Hello again, Azra. So, any good?
Yes, actually, it was lovely. Really nice.
decent garden and the road seems reasonably quiet.
Yeah, apart from my son careering up and down on his skateboard. Yep, it is pretty quiet, isn't it?
Ah, it is. I like Beechwood for that reason. We don't get much traffic round here.
Mm. Well, I'll have to tell Ardell he did really well recommending it. He was the one who suggested I look round here. I think he thought I'd prefer, you know, a proper house on a proper road as opposed to an isolated cottage on a country lane sort of thing.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm a city girl at heart and all, but I've learned to embrace the countryside ways. You wait. Give it a month or two and you'll be playing for the Ambridge cricket team and baking up a storm for the flower and produce show.
Sounds unlikely, but never say never. So, what are the neighbours like?
Oh, they're fine, aren't they? Mm. I mean, there's a couple of eccentric characters, but we all rub along well enough.
Yeah, it's pretty uneventful, on the whole.
Uneventful sounds dreamy. Although, Julie was just warning me about this busybody woman.
Who?
Oh, come on, you must know her. Terrible gossip, apparently. Julie advised me not to get chatting to her. She said she's nice enough, but once you get her started, you'll never escape.
And did she say they'd had much interest?
Oh, that'll be Bernadette, over there. Oh. The one with the borders that looked like something off the Chelsea Flower Show. Lovely woman, but she can't half talk, can't you, Helen?
Oh, Bernadette's all right, really.
Ah, she's harmless enough, bless her. But she just goes on a bit. Still, she's good for keeping you in the loop with what's going on. Mm-hmm. She's on the parish council, you see?
Well, I'll bear that in mind.
So, you're interested then?
Yeah, I think I might be.
Oh, thank you so much for dropping my phone off, darling. I hadn't even clocked that I'd left it.
Oh, well, I didn't want you to realise it was missing and think you'd dropped it somewhere.
Which wouldn't have been hard to imagine. Do you know, I have been at sixes and sevens all day, losing things, forgetting what I meant to be doing. I tried to put the kettle in the fridge earlier.
It's probably all the excitement of the re-inspection.
Well, that, or I'm losing my marbles.
No.
No, you're probably right, darling. It has been a whirlwind of a day. Not that it's ruffled you. You've been the picture of calm. What's your secret?
Well, I don't know. A good night's sleep, maybe? Got a solid 10 hours last night. Didn't move until Martha woke me at 7.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm off for an early night. Oh, seriously, though, darling, I can't tell you how good it is to see you looking so well.
Do I really look that different from yesterday?
No, not that different. Just, I don't know, a bit brighter than you have been. More like your old self.
Well, good.
As long as you feel brighter, too. I've been worried about you, you know. How stressed and exhausted you've been.
Oh, I'm fine. Really, I am. In fact, I feel better than I have in ages.
Ich bin Lea.
Ich bin Lina und wir machen den Podcast Juice.
Das hier ist Juice und da erzählen wir uns gegenseitig jede Woche eine juicy Geschichte aus der Community, egal ob die jetzt schockierend, peinlich oder einfach nur funny ist.
Zum Beispiel die Geschichte über Raphael, der eine Hodenkrankheit vortäuscht, nur um sein Date im Krankenhaus zu besuchen.
Die Ärztin so, naja, können wir den Hoden auch antackern.
Hört Juice überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wir freuen uns. It's spicy, you tell me, yeah.